There is always another story or another side to it. A unique angle, a unique viewpoint, a unique insight. This is Chai FM. For Chai FM, I'm Michael McKenna. Today we begin in Israel, where Sephardi Chief Rabbi David Yosef, along with Muslim and Christian leaders, gathered at the Druze Emergency Center to reaffirm deep bonds of faith and mutual protection. Highlighting the Jewish-Druze blood covenant, the event showcased growing interfaith collaboration. Druze Sheikh Muwafaq Tarif called it light against darkness, whilst Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu vowed to defend the Druze in Syria, emphasizing Israel's commitment to peace through strength. Meanwhile, 80 years after Auschwitz marked a dark chapter for Jews, Krakow is experiencing a remarkable revival of Jewish life and interfaith progress. The city's Jewish community is flourishing, with locals reconnecting to their roots and new generations embracing their heritage. Inspired by King Charles's 2002 visit and recent continued support, the community now welcomes thousands annually, symbolizing resilience, hope, and the enduring spirit of Jewish survival. 2 decades after Hurricane Katrina devastated New Orleans Jewish institutions and displaced thousands, the community has not only recovered, but grown stronger. Congregation Beth Israel has been rebuilt, new synagogues and Chabad centers thrive, and institutions like the Museum of the Southern Jewish Experience have emerged. Today, New Orleans stands as a model of Jewish resilience, rebuilding and renewal against all odds. Anna Walenska, a Jewish-American painter born to immigrant parents in 1906, chronicled the despair of Holocaust survivors she encountered in New York's Jewish immigrant community. Now, her artworks are being revived in Remembrance and Renewal, American Artists and the Holocaust 1940 to 1970 exhibition at the Indiana University's Eskenazi Museum of Art from September the 4th to December. The event honors both her legacy and the enduring Jewish spirit of remembrance, survival, and artistic triumph over tragedy. As we conclude another week, let's now look at what other stories have made headlines. A new nationwide coalition of Christian and Jewish groups called the American Christian Leaders for Israel Partnership Network was launched to bolster support for Israel and combat anti-Semitism. The United Kingdom's Jewish community is preparing a large-scale vigil on Sunday, the 5th of October, to honor victims and demand the release of hostages still held in Gaza. Australian intelligence has clearly linked Iran to the funding of arsonists who attacked a Melbourne synagogue. Jewish activists rally outside New York City Teachers Union to condemn anti-Semitism and inaction, demanding accountability for failing Jewish students and promoting education against hate. An Israeli-organized music festival in Portugal has been cancelled due to BDS protests as anti-Israel campaigns disrupt cultural events. U.S. Senator Rick Scott has pledged part of his salary to the Holocaust Museum, highlighting urgent efforts to combat rising anti-Semitism and protect Jewish communities. And finally, this month, 21 Jewish women from Cape Town, South Africa, joined nearly 280 participants from 15 countries on Momentum's Journey of Growth, an 8-day mission to Israel designed to strengthen Jewish identity and leadership after October the 7th. The visitors witnessed resilience firsthand and met with widows who transformed tragedy into hope by building a women's healing center on land scarred by Hamas terror. They prayed at the Western Wall, met survivors near the Re'eh Nova site, and explore Jerusalem's Jewish quarter. Participants describe being inspired by Israelis' ability to choose life and returned home committed to strengthening Jewish life, community, and standing proudly with Israel. For Chai FM, I'm Michael McKenna. This Chai FM Global Update is a daily newscast focusing on Jewish news from the diaspora. It's free for you to listen to on chaifm.com, and if you subscribe, we will email it to you daily.